Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Welcome to the Bacon Podcast, and I am super pumped about today's guest. Actually, a guy I have worked with. I've seen this man live in action, and I've worked with him. He's helped me build this podcast. His name is Scott Smith, and he is the purveyor of the most downloaded motivational podcast on iTunes. How are you doing today, Scott?
Awesome, man. You build me up like that. Well, actually, you know what? Thinking about it, maybe a little bit more pump me up because
yeah, right.
I flew a red eye last night, man. I need the help. No, I'm kidding. I'm doing awesome. Good to be here.
Oh, man. It's great having you. So tell us about how you went from being a radio personality shock jock, so to speak, and spent 25 years as a DJ and on-camera spokesperson to a podcaster. How did that evolve?
Yeah, I did. I started as a shock jock back when I was a kid, and kid meaning 18, 19 years old, and kind of moved through things. In my 40s, early 40s, I was looking around for a place to get my message out, and my messaging at the time was very personal development oriented. I was a fat guy who lost a lot of weight, and I was kind of running around. I think a lot of our audience can probably relate to this. You know, you want to do something, maybe create content and get it online and get people to listen to you and then buy from you. But where the heck do you start? How do you get your messaging out there? Where does it begin? And one day I was kicking around looking for a place to do it, and I stumbled across this crazy thing called podcasting. And it was in January of 2005. Now, if you look at the trend and how it all started, podcasting really broke out in November of 2004. When USA Today and Wikipedia and the New York Times all said, hey, there's this cool thing called podcasting. Well, I discovered it in January, and I said, I remember walking in the living room, and I said to my wife, I found it. I found my vehicle to get my message out. Now, I had no idea what that meant. The next few months, we're trying to figure out how to do a blog, because we have to have a blog to support the podcast. iTunes wasn't doing podcasts back then. It was places like Podcast Pickle and Podcast Alley. And it took me about 3 months, and I finally got it all figured out, and then I launched. And amazingly, not very long after that, I'm thinking maybe a month, iTunes scraped the universe of RSS feeds and started the podcast directory inside of iTunes, and we went there right at the beginning, right to in the top five immediately. That's how I got into it, man. I just kind of looking for a place to share my message, and this became the vehicle.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I mean, you know, I did a blog not too long ago, the 75 things that we carry around in our pocket. And I think it was 2006 when the iPhone came out. You know, it's amazing how this whole industry has evolved around, you know, carrying around media in your pocket. And now it's really evolving too, in the fact that CD players are going away in cars, and now you're going to be able to get podcasts in any new 2015 model coming out. It's crazy. Have you seen a lot of change in the industry that way?
I have, and there's can I get just kind of real about this a little bit?
Please.
Okay. I think we're heading that direction. I mean, now you can, if you do like I do, you're running around with the Bluetooth on your phone, you step in your car has Bluetooth, it picks it up, and that's what you do. You know, Pandora or podcast down the road. And now with the what is it, the Apple Play and the Google Car or Apple Drive, whatever, I don't know what it is.
Yep.
But it's going to be in the dashboard. Now, here's what happened. In 2014, Social Media Expo, there was a blog post in January 2014, and they said that 2014 is the year of the marketer getting involved in podcasting. And have we ever seen that happen? It has exploded in 2014. In 2015, what you're going to see is more of the large companies, and you're starting to see it happen right now. A lot of the major companies are seeing this because advertisers have discovered the world of podcasting. So you're going to see major growth, a lot of merging begin to happen. I think there's a little bit of a trend to try to figure out if we still download it on demand or we do streaming. All this stuff is growing and moving forward. But to get real about it, having been literally in the number one position of self-help, these days there's so much noise there. Some days I could be number seven. I was been number one for the past 3 weeks, so it just bounces around a little bit. But I can tell you I know the numbers. I've seen the numbers on the very same RSS feed since 2006. And I know Rob over at Libsyn. I know Todd Cochran over at Blueberry. And we all see the same thing. It is a slow, continuous growth. It's none of this massive hype you're seeing out there. So I think what you're going to see is it's going to grow very, very slowly, as it always has. But you're going to see better content, bigger players come on board, and certainly when we get the vehicles in there, that's going to help. But then again, once that shows up, you're also going to see every radio station in the world, every iHeart station is going to show up on the same dial as a podcast. So the future, really bright, and yet I think you better have your A game on if you're going to participate.
Awesome. Great advice. So let's break it down to the ultra basics. Okay. For those people who don't understand what a podcast is, describe what is a podcast, how do you do it, you know, what's the mechanics of it?
I'm sorry, dude. I don't do ultra basic. Are you kidding me? I'm super sophisticated. No, I'm kidding. You know, the reality is the basics are how we get everything in life. So let me start by saying this, and these are for people, I'll get to your answer here in a second, but for anybody who understands what a podcast is, I want you to remember something. It's consistently executing great quality in an engaging manner. If you can do that, you're well on your way to winning. So why do I say that first? It's because that's really what any good content is. That's what a television show or a radio show or a blog post or a book or anything. That's exactly what it is. People in the world of podcasting tend not to do that. So what is a podcast? A podcast at its heart and soul is simply an audio file, or it could be a video file, or it could be a PDF delivered via RSS feed. RSS is really simple syndication, and it is anything but simple. It is crazy how complicated RSS can be. Oh, I know. Anybody who's in the internet, they think, oh, come on, man, RSS is simple. No, it's not if you're an average person, and that's one of the biggest problems with podcasting. In the future, we will laugh about all the time we spent on RSS feeds. It will go away very, very soon. It has to. So what you're talking about here is essentially, let's stick to audio. An audio program that is recorded in some manner, it becomes by de facto an MP3. And the reason it becomes an MP3 is because it needs to be tagged with certain information to work within the system as a podcast. This is just an audio file. And what makes it magical is once it's uploaded and somebody says, hey, I like this, I'm going to subscribe to it, pay or no pay, usually it's free, then it's automatically sent down the line to the listener. And that's really the breakthrough here. This ability to push your content to somebody who said they like it. And so that's essentially what a podcast is. Did I get close on that, Brian?
Yeah, no, you nailed it. And I think one of the key factors in all of this is if we look at the evolution of radio and TV, how many years has it been since we've had a DVR? I mean, not very many, right? And that started the whole on-demand industry. And now you can go on, if you have Comcast or AT&T or whatever, I mean, you can go on and pick on-demand content. And that's essentially what a podcast is. It's pre-recorded content, but then people subscribe to it and they get it whenever they want it. Is that about how it works?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it's that way. And it's a little confusing these days. There are 250,000-ish podcasts on iTunes that everybody can download automatically for free. And when you get into it the first time, everybody downloads 100 of them. Oh, my God, I love this. And then they realize most of them are garbage. And now it's a problem because now it's more information being shoved at you. But that's going to sort itself out. It's going to be curated. It's going that way now because people need help with that. So, yeah, we are still – I mean, man, I think it's 10 years old essentially. Mm-hmm. And any real trend – takes 20 years to really, really, you know, become part of the world. Doesn't matter what it is. And I think what you're seeing right now with podcasting is that it is really getting mainstream attention. And when I say mainstream attention, I'm talking mainstream creative and professional attention. In other words, the smart Alex, the smarty pants that are sitting up in New York and out in L.A. that actually know how to make movies and all that big stuff, they're saying, okay, this thing's going to be real, so we're coming on board. So we're getting to that second phase now. Let me just tap in here and say that if you're a person who still thinks you can just kind of walk out there and just walk around the block and talk on your podcast and make $1 million, that doesn't work anymore. You've got too much competition that's pushing you out of the way. So it's heavily, heavily evolving right now.
Yeah, and one of the biggest trends that I saw recently was something that some people may be aware of or may not, which is the podcast Serial, which was about a murder suspect in Washington, DC. And the way that they were able to monetize that is they got people to sponsor it, you know, where the average person like you and I, you know, these podcasts are not sponsored yet. Maybe we sell advertising or something like that. But that brings me kind of to the next question is, okay, we're going to produce this audio file. We're going to throw it on the web. You know, from a local business standpoint, from a regional business, a marketer, it doesn't really matter. Why should somebody be doing a podcast? I mean, what's the benefit of doing this?
Well, it's another channel. It's another way to share your message. And I think that, I mean, you're the master of being out in, how many channels are you on now? You're everywhere.
A few.
You're on more channels than I am. That's for darn sure. I don't know when you sleep. Yeah, it's a channel. And it's a different kind of channel, too. I mean, if you're an audio kind of person, if you can communicate, and that's my forte, then you should be doing a podcast. It's a great way for you to spread your message. If you're a writer, then maybe a blog is where you have to go. But at the end of the day, you know, it's that consistent, really high quality content that's going to resonate with your audience, and that's what causes it to grow. And they do grow. I mean, Serial. In fact, it's funny. I was on the airplane last night, and I had a problem, Brian. I hadn't listened to the whole thing yet, bits and pieces of it, but I've got it all downloaded. And so I'm sitting there. It is midnight. I'm in the airplane, and I'm thinking, I'm going to find, and I hate to say this, I'm going to find a podcast that I know will make me go to sleep. And I know several that will do that. So I thought, I'll learn a little bit, and then I'll just kind of fade off. And that's not a good thing, by the way, that I fall asleep to your podcast. And I thought, well, let's listen to Serial. The first episode was like 54 minutes long. It kept me awake the whole time. I'm sucked in, hook, line, and sinker. Very well done, professionally produced at the highest standards, a lot of money, a lot of skill, a lot of talent behind that program, which is why it got the sponsorship. It was set up to go from the beginning to do that. But if you listen to it, very few people can produce that show. So they came in the door making money doing that. Our podcast now, we're going to do about 600,000 downloads this month. I have several people approaching me for sponsorships on that. I haven't decided if I'm going to do it yet. And just say, here's why you want to do it, guys. If it's where your voice comes out, great. But I tell you what, you know, in marketing these days, and if you talk to me, I'm a nurture marketer. I'm a guy who builds relationships, you know, one-off emails, you know, I use Infusionsoft, things like that. But I'm a nurture marketer. I don't have to sell you today. It's okay if I sell you in 6 months. And there is no more effective way to get to know somebody than to use the power of your words and the inflection of your voice and your energy. And that is what a podcast is all about. It is the most intimate medium in the world. There is only one medium in the world that you put inside your body. You plug the earbuds into your ears. It literally vibrates. And you could be a woo-woo person or not, but vibration is the key to the whole universe. And here we are talking audio waves vibrating in your ears down into your heart and soul. You can connect with people on a podcast like you can't with anything else. Television, the computer, you got to break the fourth wall. You got a screen in front of you. The only downfall of the podcast, and actually it's one of the great parts of it, is that people tend to be passive. They tend to be doing something else while they're listening, which is really cool because if you know anything about the mind, they're just wide open to hear what you have to say. They're out there walking, enjoying life, and here you are resonating with them in a very, very personal manner, which is really what a podcast needs to be. You need to speak directly with them. That's why you need to do it. They will feel like you're whispering in their ear. You're their best friend, and they have to do business with you. I think I nailed it that time, Brian. I think I did.
I think you did. And you hit two things which are spot on with me. Number one is that I listen to podcasts when I walk my dog every day at 3 o'clock. I mean, and I listen to yours and I listen to a handful of others. And it is exactly that. It keeps you entertained. The 30-minute walk goes by in 2 minutes. And it's just amazing on how that works. The second thing that you touched on, and you don't have this problem, Scott, but I do. I have been told that I have a face for radio. So doing a podcast is so much easier than doing video. And I really, really love that.
I think that was a compliment. Thank you.
It was. So I understand that you have a system that helps people better understand how to start and utilize podcasts. Can you talk a little bit about that for us?
I do. Yeah. Yeah. I've been asked to do this for years and finally did it. My friend David Perdue asked me up at NAMS in Atlanta. You know, David.
I do.
And what I did was I looked at how I did my programs and I just, again, I've evolved over the years. So I began to evolve and I began to use the podcast format and distribution medium as a way to reach out to those people and then take them through a very sophisticated funnel process that I began to call podcast persuasion. And podcast persuasion is something that that I evolved very slowly. And Brian, you've had the ability to poke around that a little bit and be on some of those calls as well. So it's extremely different than anything else that's in the marketplace because we really come at it from a different angle. Our goal is really simple: how to turn a podcast prospect into a high value client. And it's been so successful, and we're getting ready to launch it big time, so you can actually slip behind closed doors and kind of get it. And we'd love to have you. It's a cool program, man. It's great weekly coaching calls, and I think we have 5 or 6 modules in it right now, and a whole bunch of folks that are beginning to make it work online and starting to turn those leads, those passive listeners, into actual customers, which has been a really satisfying experience.
Love it. So, Scott, if people wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Well, best way is the best way possible for me is to my company is called MotivationToMove.com, all spelled out. Just send it to support@MotivationToMove.com. The girls will track me down until they find me, and then you're gonna get me doing that. So that's the best way to get me. And I would do that. And you can do the same thing, support@podcastpersuasion.com as well. And it will filter right through to me and might take me a day or two to get back to you, but I will.
Well, hey, Scott, I really, really appreciate you coming on. You gave us some really great usable and actionable tips, and I love your insight. And yes, I love your program and all those things. So thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. I know my audience is going to appreciate it. And thanks again.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me, Brian.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.